But I this is my thinking. I believe the church has really been kind of lackadaisical in its commitment to the Father God and the Word of God, because we have a responsibility. The church holds the keys of the kingdom of God. And he says, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of God. All things soever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So that tells me right there that we need to be studying God's Word to find out what is bound in heaven and what is loosed in heaven. Because let me say something. The corruption that's going on in our nation today and in the world is not loosed in heaven. It's been bound. It can't come there. Has no opportunity to come there. But if we'll take our stand, see, Matthew chapter 18 says, verse 19, "Where any two of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." If you be gathered over a cell phone talking to another brother or sister in the Lord or family member. The church has so much power, so much authority. But many times we use it in the wrong way. We use it against one another. This church against that church against this church, and everything like this. Everything like this. And so we stop and think about this. People, we have the keys of the kingdom. Keys give us authority. Any key that I have to a door, I have authority to open it, that door. I have that authority. You have that authority. And as we take the keys of the kingdom, which are the principles of God's Word, and we begin to understand that the government is upon His shoulder. The government is upon His shoulder. And so what happens? With this government being upon our shoulder, then He gives us a provision. He gives us a provision. He says, "And His name shall be called Wonderful." It's not to be used in slang. It's not to be used in damning people. It's not to be used in putting a curse on people. His name is to be called Wonderful. He is the Word of the God. He is the living Word of God. Jesus is the principal thing of this thing. Here's the thing. He's the one that came born of a woman, but yet He was the Son of God, but He came as the Son of Man on earth to live so that He could prove to us that you can live a victorious life just like He did by taking the principles of God's Word and doing what God's Word says, and then understanding that when we've done this, then He places an obligation on God to bring it to pass. But what happens? Oh, well, we're so bound by the clock and so bound by the calendar, and you know, we might be in the middle of a prayer and our cell phone will ring and we got to stop doing what we got to go. You know, and it's more important to talk to man than it is in God in many places. Instead of saying, "It can ring, I'm on conversation with God. I'm talking to God." And you know, I think this, I use the cell phone. I like to throw it out the window sometimes and say it blew out of my hand and I don't care where it is. I use a computer and I think sometimes, "Shut up, computer. Shut up." But we have become so addicted. You're going to love me, aren't you, after I say this. We have become so addicted to the cell phone and the computer that we will not allow anything to come before that. My prayer time has to give place to the cell phone calling. My prayer time has to give place to something that came up on my computer. Instead of saying, "That can just wait." If you text me and I'm in the middle of studying and so, and I don't respond to you, it's not that I'm ignoring you. It's just that I'm working on my focus being on God's Word and what God wants me to do. Instead of stopping what I'm doing and then turning around and saying, "Okay, now where was I?" And God says, "We'll talk about this later." So what happens? His name shall be called Wonderful. And we're the ones that presents His wonderful name. His name shall be called Counselor. And we're the ones that are supposed to be before the throne of God in the Word of God so that we can help other people. Bring ourselves to the place to where we can help other people. But yet at the same time, it's all right to need some help. Sometimes I say, look, I need some help in prayer. Somebody, I need somebody to pray for me. I need help. I need somebody to lay hands on me and pray for me. And so we get our counsel. We get our counsel from everywhere except from Him. Because we go to everybody else. And I'm not saying we shouldn't go to other people about counsel, about encouragement and stuff. But yet at the same time, we need to understand something. Hey, we've got the best counselor in the whole universe at our, for lack of better words, at our disposal. And then it goes ahead and says, the mighty God. How do we see Him? He's not just God. He's the mighty God. He's the mighty God. He's the God of all power, a God of all might, the God of all knowledge, the God of all understanding, the God of all efficiency. He is the God that is the God of gods. Anything else just slips down the rail from Him. But He doesn't stop there. He says he's the everlasting Father. He is eternal. Every creation, you and I are going to live eternally. Someplace. Either that way or that way. Can't live in sin and bless and expect God to bless us. Can't live in sin and expect God to answer our prayers. But let me say something. We know this, don't we, sister? Satan will not let up because he is persistent. But we have to make up our mind that I'm going to be more persistent than he is. I'm going to have greater determination than what he has because I am coming through the situation that I'm in because I have been, you can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 57 to 58 and you can see there, we have been promised the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been promised the victory, but are we willing to stand if it, I like what Brother Kenneth Hagin said years ago. He said, if you're not willing to stand very long, it'll take forever. But if you're willing to stand if it takes forever, it won't take very long. God is there to answer our prayers. But Satan is down here to hinder our prayers. He wants to stop it. He wants to stop it. I've had people tell me, you don't believe in doctors, do you? Hey, I got the best doctors that there is. Number one, I have the great physician. And number two, the doctors that I have here on earth are at the top of their field. Even the people around them say, they're the best that we have. When I was in the hospital here a few months ago, they told me, said, this lady right here, this doctor is the best that we've got. And I said, I know, I expect it. Why? Because I give my best to God. It may not be what some people think is the best, but if I give my best to God, I have a right to expect God's best for me. And He gave His best. He gave His Son for me and you. He gave His best for us. So I want us to celebrate this Christmas. I want us to celebrate this time. I want us to celebrate what God has given us and His Son Jesus. So when we come together during this season, when we pray, let's give praise to God. Let's thank God. Let's give him the time. You know, that food can wait 4 or 5 minutes. It can wait 4 or 5 minutes. That cell phone. Just say, you know, sometimes I say, oh, shut up. Leave me alone. You know, I don't like you sometimes. Other times I do like you. But you know what? It's my cell phone. It's not your cell phone. It's my cell phone. What I do with that cell phone, what I do with that computer is up to me. So let's all stand, if you would, please. Let's all stand. You know, I just thank God. I just thank God for you all. I'm the pastor of the best congregation in the whole world. Yeah, they're slow and they're kind of weak on the amen, but I'm the pastor of the best congregation in the whole world. Amen. That's the way I feel about it. If I didn't feel that way, I would get out of here and leave you all alone, but this is the best congregation that there is. Amen. Praise God for that. Now, I want you to just join hands together. Just all join hands together. Hallelujah. It's all right. Come in. Come together here. Come together. I'm telling you, people, God is uniting people together. God is uniting us together. God wants us to come together, to be united together as one body in the kingdom of God. There's other churches in the area, other churches, but we're the church and the body of Exciting Living Word Fellowship, but we're a part of a larger body. We're a part of a larger work. And let me tell you something. God has his anointing and call on this church right here to not only for the local community, but for the world. And we're reaching to the world. So as we do, I want us to pray. Come together. Hallelujah. Come together. That's what I'm going to do. Give me your hand, young man. No, give me your hand. You got my finger there. I don't want you to squeeze my finger off. Let's pray. Father God, we approach your throne this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thanking you, Father, that you loved us so much that you gave us your Son, born of a woman, walked on earth as a man, to show us that we can do it ourselves through God the Father, Jesus the Son, led by the Holy Spirit. And Father, that's what we want to do. We want to be led. Holy Spirit, you're our guide. You have come to guide us. And you guide us as we're obedient to your call and to your will and to the Word of God. And we know that you only do what the Father does and say what you hear the Father say. Jesus said the same thing. He only did what he saw his Father do and only said what he heard the Father say. Well, Father, let that become a part of us, that we will speak to one another in love, that we'll love one another, that we will give time to one another, but yet at the same time, we know that we will give time to you first because you're the one that guides and directs us through the Jesus and through the Word of God. So, Father, give us your love today. Pour out your love upon us today. Unite us together as one. Unite us together as one. And cause us to have a desire to stand in the place that you have placed us. Not wavering, not walking away, but standing because we love one another and we love you. So, Father, I bind every evil spirit that would come to steal, kill, or destroy because we know that is Satan's purpose. But we stand on the Word of God that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, we're preparing ourselves for that more abundant life. We're preparing ourselves for that walk that you have for us, Father God. And as we walk that walk and talk the talk, we will see things about us that we've never seen before. We will see the glory. We will see the provision. We will see the purpose. So, Father, let us celebrate you not only during this season, but through our life. And let us give glory to you and bring glory to you. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. And all the people said, amen. Amen. God bless you all. That's it. Go home.